CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 6th of March 2022. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB statement on the Russian Federation and Belarus. RSGB AGM online. QO100 emergency comm exercise. The normal stance of amateur radio is that it is apolitical. However, it is clear that recent actions by the Russian Federation and their military have crossed a line, and the RSGB cannot, in this instance, remain neutral. The policy of the RSGB is that we will follow the actions of the mainstream sporting bodies with regard to all activities of a competitive nature, such as contests and ARDF. Russian and Belarusian radio amateurs are therefore currently ineligible to participate in any event that is organised or sponsored by the RSGB. The policy of the RSGB in commercial activities is that we will refrain from trade with Russia and Belarus until further notice. The RSGB Annual General Meeting on Saturday, the 23rd of April, will once again be held online. Members will be able to submit questions in advance for RSGB board directors to answer. We will announce the recipients of the RSGB annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of the construction competition. The RSGB president will give his review of 2021, and there will be an excellent presentation after the formal business of the day. Full details will be available in the April edition of Radcom and on the website from the 16th of March. On the 26th of February, 22 stations representing 14 countries around IARU Region 1 took part in a short-notice exercise using the facilities of the geostationary satellite QO100. This was the first of a number of smaller exercises, tests and meetings to be held by IARU Region 1 throughout the year, building on the earlier global simulated emergency tests to cover as many aspects of emergency communications as possible. The intention is to bring emergency communicators together more frequently to demonstrate how the amateur radio service can work together as a global community and develop a common understanding of each other's capabilities. More information at iaru-rfigure1.org. The RSGB has agreed to fund a 50 MHz beacon specifically to study meteor events above the UK. Unlike conventional propagation beacons, this will beam vertically up using circular polarisation. The 50 megs band is particularly suitable for observing meteors by radio, as they create an ionised trail strongly reflective to radio at that frequency while they burn up on entry to the Earth's atmosphere. This is a collaborative project between the amateur radio and radio astronomy communities and will enable a range of radio-based citizen science and STEM projects studying meteors. The beacon is to be located at the Sherwood Observatory off the Mansfield and Sutton Astronomical Society, a central location for UK coverage. Radio amateurs in Ukraine appear to be diligently maintaining radio silence as the state of emergency declared there just prior to the Russian military invasion remains in effect. A presidential decree on the 24th of February included, quote, a ban on the operation of amateur radio transmitters for personal and collective use, unquote. The Ukraine Amateur Radio League reported this past week that it has received many messages of encouragement from the worldwide amateur radio community. An updated document detailing New Zealand amateur radio beacons, including their active status, is now available online. This includes those beacons on the HF bands. Go to nzart.org.nz and scroll down for the news item on ZL beacons. Now for details of rallies and events. Today, the 6th of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in America Hall de la Rue Way, Exeter, EX48PW. Also today, the 6th, the Hack Green Bunker Rally will be held at the Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, CW58AL. There'll be electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. Doors open at 10 a.m. Next Sunday the 13th, the Hamzilla Radio Fest takes place at Discovery Science Park, Gateway House, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich in Kent, CT139FF. Those who bought tickets and tables for 2021 will have their booking carried forward to Hamzilla 2022. Tickets available now from £3 and tables £12, more at hamzilla.uk. Please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event free in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Now the DX news. Alan, G3XAQ will be active again as 5X1XA from Kampala in Uganda between the 7th and 14th of March. He'll operate CW only, 80 to 10 metre bands, the main activity during the RSGB Commonwealth contest. QSL Director G3SWH. See g3swh.org.uk and Logbook of the World. Nobby G0VJG will be active as 8 Quebec 7 Charlie Quebec until the 18th of March. He'll operate from the island of Inahura, AS013. Activity will be on the 8 to 10 metre bands, including 60 metres using SSB and digital. His equipment will be an FT450D or an FT857 with a Juma 1000-watt amplifier into an HF6V butternut vertical for the HF bands and a link dipole, QSL, M0XOs, OQRS. Klaus DJ9KM and Georg DD8ZX will be active holiday style as Charlie Tango 9 stroke call signs from Madeira, which is AF014, until the 12th of March. They'll operate mainly FT8 and RITI, QSLs via Logbook of the World. Newport ARS has been granted GB4NPT, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Newport in South Wales, being granted full city status. The station will be operating throughout March. There's a QRZ page available for more information. GB8T LAN in the UK, VE80LAN from Canada and VK80LAN from Australia will mark the 80th anniversary of the first operational sortie of the Avro Lancaster. The aircraft was the mainstay of the RAF Bomber Command that was flown by British, Canadian and Australian pilots during World War II. The stations will be on the air throughout most of March, QSL via operator's instructions. Now for contest news. When operating in contest, keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe and follow all the relevant government rules. For RSGB contests, until further notice, all logs received from stations in the Russian Federation or Belarus will be treated as check logs. The March 144432 megs contest runs for 24 hours until 1400 UTC today, the 6th of March, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL-DX contest runs 48 hours this weekend, ending at 23:59 UTC today, the 6th. Stations outside the US and Canada should work as many contiguous states and provinces as possible. Phone only on the contest sections of 168, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. The exchange's signal report and power. US and Canadian stations will send a signal report and their state or province. On Monday, the 80 metre club championships will run between 20:00 and 21:30 UTC. Using PSK 63 and RITI, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC. It's followed by the all-mode UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. 432 megs FT8 activity contest takes place between 1900 and 2100 UTC on Wednesday. The exchange's signal report is appropriate for FT8 and your 4-character locator. A serial number is not required. On Thursday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The second 70 megs cumulative contest takes place from 10:00 to 12:00 UTC next Sunday, the 13th, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend is the RSGB Commonwealth contest running for 24 hours from 10:00 UTC on the 12th to 10:00 UTC on the 13th. This is one of the longest running contests in the HF contesting world. It's CW only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report. We had another pretty uninspiring week. Our writers write, sunspot-wise, with the solar flux index struggling to get above 100, at least until later in the week when it touched 110 on Thursday. The good news is that on the whole geomagnetic conditions were quiet, which really allowed for the F2 ionospheric layer to develop. As a result, there were reports of some good 10-metre openings at times. Members of the 10-metre UK Net Facebook group reported FT88 openings to the west coast of the US, as well as openings to Malawi, Indonesia and Australia. PropQuest confirmed this, showing 10-metre openings over a 3,000-kilometre path throughout the day. It's worth calling CQ on 28 megs, even if the band sounds closed, as some openings will be fleeting and short-lived. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will start in the low hundreds, but then decline to the high 90s as the week progresses. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for this weekend and next, but with only a maximum KP index of 4. Having said that, it would only take an Earth-facing coronal mass ejection to push the index higher. These CMEs are very hard to predict, but unfortunately very common at this point in the cycle. If the sun behaves itself, we might see more openings on 10 metres this week, so do keep a lookout on the band. This weekend is the ARRL International DXSSB contest, which is another opportunity to increase the count for your Worked All States award. Now for VHF and above. We had a fleeting distraction of high pressure last weekend after not quite making it during the last week. It nearly got there, but the Atlantic fronts won the battle. So this first weekend looks promising, with another attempt to get high pressure established and a chance of some tropo on the VHF bands. However, like last week, approaching fronts in new areas of low pressure will soon turn next week into the unsettled variety, with rain and even some snow as the milder Atlantic air meets the cold. The southeaster is over the eastern side. I think there's a comma there that shouldn't be. And even some snow as the milder Atlantic air meets the cold southeasterly over the eastern side of the country. These fronts with big temperature contrast can produce some temporary enhancement of tropo parallel to the front, so it's worth checking. We're still not in the new sporadic E season yet, but the PropQuest graphs at PropQuest do occasionally pick up the odd blip, which might show up on the digital modes on 10 metres. As in previous weeks, don't forget to stay in tune with solar events for chance aurora should the KP index rise, and for the early risers, some pre-dawn random meteor scatter. The moon's declination is positive all week, but path losses are rising as we approach apogee this Thursday. 144 meg sky noise is low to moderate all week, peaking at around 500 Kelvin on late Thursday and Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me too.